Prime Directive by Dave Holland, the Dave Holland Quintet. This whole album is amazing, and it's become somewhat of a jazz classic, full of odd time signatures and wonderful tunes and great arrangements and, of course, great improvisation. It's bass, which is Dave Holland, Chris Potter on soprano, alto, and tenor sax, Robin Eubanks on trombone, Steve Nelson on vibes and marimba, and Billy Kilson on drums. Billy Kilson is, he's more like a funk drummer, and I think that adds to the pizzazz of the record, to be honest. In this, I just chose the title track, which is called Prime Directive, from the album called Prime Directive. And I've always loved collective improv. Collective improv is, you know, everyone playing lines at once, and sometimes on my gigs or at the Ithaca Jazz and Blues Jam session, I'll say everyone solo at once, and you know, once you've seen the way the Dixieland players do it in New Orleans and other places, you know, it's just wonderful. And I just love, like, you know, having been on Bourbon Street in New Orleans and seeing, you know, trumpet and trombone and banjo and whatever else they have playing all at the same time. It's just wonderful. Now, granted, the harmony is simpler generally in Dixieland music, so it's easier to do that. But there's no reason to say that, you know, you can't have wonderful results. Like, I do a duet. I'm in a duet group with a flautist called Matrix Duo, and we play lines at the same time with no other accompaniment. And I love doing that. And there are times where it can flop, but most of the time, especially when we're on and playing well, it's a wonderful thing. We do it at concerts and everything else. Sometimes when I try to initiate collective improv with other musicians, you know, like especially guitarists, or they're not used to it, and they're like, "Well, wait, you're soloing, so I'm gonna stop. You know, how can we both solo at the same time?" And I'm like, "No, come on, let's do it." And then they're still not used to it. But anyway, there's a lot of reasons why I like this particular track, but that's one of them. Like right in the beginning, but like a minute into it or something, you got quite an interplay between the sax and the trombone. This is like a minute and 32 into it. And notice the vibes player isn't even playing right now. There's enough activity going on to keep you entertained that he won't even come in for a while. So you gotta love it. Oh, there he is. There's the vibes. He came in just for a second, but then he disappeared again. Let's see. There he is again, just a little bit. So that's very interesting. There he is. So now there's three things going on. Isn't that interesting? He took it. That was that's 2 minutes and 44 seconds into it. So you know, sometimes this is another thing guitarists or virtually any other instrument don't get until you learn how to play jazz, which is sometimes the best part is no part. All right, like, how can I contribute best to this song? How about I don't play at all? Like, it's possible. That's always a strong possible way, or at least play, you know, only in certain parts or something. The art of laying out. There's a lot of things I could talk about, but this whole record is one you should check out. So without further ado, here's Dave Holland Quintet, Prime Directive.